بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, last week Thursday I had mentioned that we are now approaching the Mubarak days of the Hijjah. And I had mentioned the virtues of these nights and of these days, extremely blessed, Mubarak, in which we have been exhorted to increase tahleel, la ilaha illallah, tahmeed, alhamdulillah, and tasbih subhanallah and Allahu Akbar. So I said easy, we recite the third kalima, subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu Akbar. This we should be doing in abundance during these days, beside the other tasbihat, dhikrullah, and especially the Qur'an, tilawat, our durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day, istighfar and tawbah, and of course dua. And the most important amal, and the greatest amal will be on the day of Eid, when we will sacrifice our animals, and that is the most beloved action on that day. That before the blood even reaches the ground, Allah already accepts it. My respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters, there is no doubt that we are going to very, very difficult times. All we require to do is hold firmly onto the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and beg and beg and beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knock and knock and knock at His door for His special mercy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to change ourselves, our lives. Allah wants us to repent sincerely. MashaAllah, whilst we are keeping roza during these days or some of these days, then we should be also very, very cautious not to commit any sin. So we're doing one good act, is keeping roza or making ibadah during these nights. And inshallah, again, we are making some ibadah. May Allah accept this ibadah, because ibadah during these nights is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. May Allah grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr even in these nights. But whilst we are keeping roza, whilst we're making ibadah, still we are not holding on our tongues. And we are just making ghibat, we are slandering, we are defaming, we are arguing, and spending mubarak time, in futile pursuits. Now, one brother, I just spoken to him now before coming here, a very close friend of ours, a very, very pious person, mashallah. He is not well, and he told me, Marana, at night, and when my body is paining, I realize it is only myself and my Allah. Nobody else. Then the thoughts of maut come. The thoughts of how helpless I am. And how important it is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I began to ponder. I said, imagine in the qabr, when we will be all alone. Then there's no time to make ghibat. There's no time to slander any person, defame any person. There's no question of doing anything wrong then. Hadith of Rasulullah says, Al-mayyit kal-ghariqil mutaghawbith. A mayyit is like a drowning person screaming for help, shouting for help. You throw even a blade, a straw to him, he will catch onto it just to save his life. Like that, a mayyit, whatever sawab you send to him, isaliya sawab, he appreciates that. They wait for sawab to come to them. So when a person is all alone in the dark qabr, then ponder and reflect, respected ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am firstly addressing myself, because there is no doubt that I am the weakest. And after seeing what is happening to us, and we look at our own lives, our own a'mal, our hearts are so filthy, our tongues are so filthy, our eyes are filthy, our bodies and limbs, and we expect to get the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can come with various type of excuses. My respected brothers and elders, it is you and Allah. You and Allah. Place in the qabr, who is going to help you? What is going to help you? Man rabbuk? Ma deenuk? Man hadha rajul? There will be no other person to help you in the qabr. The only thing that comes with you, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَ. Three things follow you. Your amal, your family and your wealth. Family and wealth return. It is only your amal. Whatever actions you did in this world, that will be the only thing accompanying you in the qabr. Therefore, let us prepare for qiyamah and prepare for maut. This is our object. Shaitan is so cunning, he's so shrewd. I mentioned so many times. And ponder and reflect. All he does, put some syrup on the wall, and then he sits back, and then he watches the whole tamasha. And then the fly comes, and the lizard jumps on the fly, and suddenly there's a cat jumping on the lizard, and a dog comes with that cat. Another dog pounces this dog. The dogs begin to bark and fight. And then what happens, the two owners, they become angry, and then they begin to fight, and they begin to have a fight ensues, and one takes out the gun, and he shoots the other. What did Shaitan do? He is so chalak. He's gharoor. One little bit syrup, and he watches the whole ummah fighting. Whole ummah. What we are supposed to be doing, what we have been created for in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Then we have forgotten that. So don't think of ourselves to be more pious and more greater than any person. We are always regard ourselves as the most inferior. And don't just regard. Believe that I am the weakest person. Genuinely. When you go to Haramain Sharifain, and especially in Arafat, those who have been for Hajj, on Arafat you see different people, different countries. A person may be dark-skinned, but that doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you see that eyes of his, welling with tears, and those tears coming down his cheeks, and he's raised his hands, and he's calling out to his Allah, labbaik, labbaik, and when he's making dua, and you see his sincerity, you wish that you was in that person's skin. You wish you was that person at that time. Therefore, let us not have that feeling that we are the most superior, and we know everything. Regard ourselves to be weak, but servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knocking at his door as beggars, with sincerity, and have this firm determination, oh my Allah, I want to live a pure life. I want to change my life. I want to have the qalb salim. We're going to make qurbani, inshallah, may Allah accept it. What is the whole object of qurbani? Not just animals we are slaughtering. It must not just become a ritual. It is this big sabak of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Ismail alayhi salatu salam was not a small lesson. There were great lessons in the lives of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Besides the Kaaba they built, imagine the sacrifice that he is told to sacrifice his own son. What a great test that is. All we are asked to sacrifice our pleasures, our whims, our fancies, our desires. Shaitan pulls us towards haram. There are temptations. They look at that pretty girl. Just look at her. Cast your lustful glance at her. What must we say? La, la, la. You are tempted again to just take that one more time, that drug. Your friends are all enjoying themselves. You gave up that habit. Ramadan went well. And then again you're slackening. And then you tried again. And you are now firm. But again, you are being enticed and you're being drawn towards that haram. Refrain from it. You have to have that courage. You are, again, things were bad. Financially, you're going through difficulty. May Allah remove everybody's difficulty. And now there's a deal. But you know, it's a backdoor deal. There's haram involved inside. Say no to it. You're giving somebody a loan. You're tempted now to charge some interest. That is haram. Say no to it. La to all these things. Pride, arrogance, jealousy. The ummah is going through jealousy and malice and filth. Every Monday, every Thursday, our a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all those who do not make shirk to him. Besides those two people who have got shahna between them. Shahna means they've got malice in their hearts. It is said that leave these two. Hatta yastaliha, until they make peace. Until they don't make surah, they are not forgiven. Imagine they're not forgiven. Mubarak days have come in. Throughout the world you'll find people now engrossed in ibadah to whatever little extent they can do. We are weak. You go home, at least some tahajjud, wake up for tahajjud. If you're fasting, obviously you wake up for sehri. During the day, try and control our gazes. Try and control our zuban. Control our limbs. Do not become angry. Do not get embroiled in any type of fitna, any type of arguments, any type of futile and frivolous talks. The cell phone, the social media, we will go on to that. Shaitan will entice us. He'll give us a good reason to go into that. And we know what happens after that. Precious time is going to go away. We do not know whether we'll see many more days again. We do not know what is the next problem, what fitna may come. May Allah protect us from every single fitna from now till the day of Qiyamah, especially the fitna of Dajjal, especially the fitna of Dajjal. It is Friday, Suratul Kahf. I've mentioned so many times. Recite Suratul Kahf every single Friday of your life. Make your wives read it. Make our children read it. Of course, the women folk if they are in the park state. Otherwise, we should try and make the families recite it. Create that mahol. The lessons of Surah Kahf, we gave the whole tafsir, one or two Ramadans back. Listen to the tafsir of Surah Kahf and the meaning they have. It will increase our iman. It will strengthen our iman. It will strengthen our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to value these precious days. Value these precious days. One day is already gone. A few days will remain. And before we know, it will be Eid and everything is over. And these Mubarak days, upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam, walayalin ashr. Then we have to wait for another whole year to wait for these 10 days again. Allah has given it to us. And these are opportunities from Allah. Out of His wisdom, He knows what we are going through. All He wants, He's throwing those candies towards us, like how a little child who wants those candies, he was crying for it. It's there in front of him. All he has to do is grab it and enjoy it. How foolish we'll be if we turn away and we look for something else. May Allah give me tawfiq first. Genuinely, this is no tasannu or humility or anything. I am the most weakest and I keep on pondering, oh my Allah, how am I going to face you on the day of Qiyamah? How am I going to face you on the day of Qiyamah? I always think about Hawdhul Kawthar. I'm going running towards Hawdhul Kawthar and wanting to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what if on that day Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turns his face away? What if he says, suhqan, suhqan, go. You don't deserve to take Hawdhul Kawthar from my hands. We think we are doing very well. We think everything is very good for us. There are people in the ummah who are suffering. They don't even have food to eat. They don't even have decent homes. They don't have any clothing. Allah has given us be-shumar ni'mats. Believe us. Allah has given us countless of ni'mat, everything we want. Allah has given us more than what we want. But we just want to embroil our arguments, fighting. How long are we going to fight? How long? We'll blame this one and that one. Worry about ourselves, our ta'alluq with Allah now. What is my condition? Am I prepared to pass away now and meet my Allah? Is my Islam made? Somebody asked, how can I purify myself? And then the Buzurg said, making dhikr in abundance. And that is why we're making dhikrullah. For tazkiyah of our heart. To clean the filth of our heart. To clean the filth of our tongues. The filth that is in our eyes. The filth of our limbs. To gain the qalbi salim. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq first. May Allah give all of us tawfiq. May Allah unite our hearts. May Allah make us nek, salih. May Allah remove the difficulties. Allah's promise, ba'ad al-usri yusra. After difficulty, there must be ease. May Allah make us see that ease. With afiyat, salamati. Make dua. Wish well for your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister. Help people. People are sick. People are suffering. Give them good, kind words. Make them feel good. See to those people who are in need. And let us reflect upon our soul. What is the condition of my soul? What is the condition of my dhikr? Am I making dhikr only on a Thursday? Or am I making dhikr every single day? May Allah make us true dhakirin, shakirin. May Allah give us the barakat of these Mubarak days. May Allah help me especially to control my zuban, control my eyes, control my ears, control my entire body. May Allah give all of us nafsul mutma'inna. And we must pass away in that condition. Imagine that I've mentioned so many times before also, when Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he passed away, and his body is there, the kafan is there, and suddenly Sahaba see a white bird going into his kafan. And they couldn't find it after that. And what did they hear? A voice. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. What a beautiful mot. What a beautiful mot. May Allah give all of us a good mot. People have said they were alone in pain and suffering. They did not know what is going to happen. What if mot comes to me at that time? Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah said, always say, person is enjoying that sin, that guna. And he says, what if mot has to strike at that time? Am I ready to leave this world to meet my Allah? Al-Mawtu jisrun yusiru al-habib ila al-habib. Mawt is a bridge connecting the lover to the beloved. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Risad duru sharif. Allahumma salli wa sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله we make شكر to you my Allah for the beshumar bounties you have bestowed upon us my Allah Ya Allah, countless of bounties, my Allah, boons and favors you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can never enumerate all those bounties. Ya Allah, we can't truly make shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, for being ungrateful. Ya Allah, we have become so ungrateful to you, my Allah. Forgive us for this, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Do not snatch away these bounties, my Allah. We're making shukr to you, my Allah. Allah, you have said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah, if we make shukr, you will increase us in the ni'mat. May Allah, you give us the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, ya Allah. How can we ever make shukr, ya Allah? Truly, my Allah. For this ni'mat of iman, ya Allah, we don't deserve any ni'mat from you, my Allah. You out of your kindness, you gave us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Ya Allah, when maut come to us, make us leave this world with iman, a strong iman, a kamil iman, my Allah. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, ya Allah, you made us in the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are so fortunate, we are ummatis. We are ummatis, my Allah, of our beloved Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us tawfiq of reading our salat, my Allah, and the menfolk with jamaat in your house, my Allah. Don't take away this ni'mat, my Allah. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, my Allah. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties that has come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, the different types of fitan, my Allah. The different types of fasad, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Our iman bhi kamzor hai, my Allah. Our amal is kamzor, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, don't make us become washed away, my Allah, by these trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become uprooted, my Allah. Don't make us fall, my Allah. Ya Allah, into the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn away your nazar rahmat from us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, my Allah. We are begging to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at our hearts, my Allah. You are well aware of what's in our hearts, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become united, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts the malice, the filth, the anger, the pride, the jealousy you have, my Allah. Love of dunya, love for sins, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, make us become such that we love to read our salat, we love to recite Quran, make dhikr to him and glorify you, my Allah, to praise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to spend our time in your ibadat correctly, my Allah. Help us to call towards you, ya Allah, in the correct way, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, help us to follow the sunnat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us iman e kamil, my Allah. Give us ilm e nafi, my Allah. Give us rizq e halal, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us have to beg and stretch our hands to any makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is going through financial difficulties, my Allah, remove his difficulties. Remove her difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many the adiya in this world, my Allah. In our country, in our own towns, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food to eat, my Allah. They've got no money to pay the rent, my Allah. Eh Malik e Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each person, ya Allah, the fulfillment of his hajat, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, Mufarrij al-ham, Mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah, Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله we ask you with your اسم أعظم your أسماء الحسنى your صفات العلى يا الله you are not deaf you are not blind يا الله يا الله you are عزيز حكيم you are بصير سميع يا الله يا الله nobody can overpower you يا الله you are حي قيوم يا الله you are حي قيوم يا الله Ya Allah, you are most mighty, my Allah. There is nobody more greater than you, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. The whole world belongs to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Allah, this tiny little virus is absolutely nothing, nothing for you, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, let it not be a means of destroying our lives, of creating disunity, my Allah. Ya Allah, of azab upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we as ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are aware of the sacrifice that Nabi Kareem made for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, he cried, my Allah. Ya Ma'asub Nabi, Ya most beloved Nabi, my Allah. The greatest of Anbiya, that Nabi who you call for Mi'raj, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. You had mentioned to him, وَمَا ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Eh, میرے پیارے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جب جب بھی میرا ذکر ہوگا, تیرا ذکر بھی ساتھ ہوگا. Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of that Nabi, that beloved Nabi of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, who cried for us day and night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the same ummati, my Allah. We have raised our hands tonight, my Allah, in these Mubarak days, these Mubarak nights. Ya Allah, today is Friday, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in the first 10 days of the Hijjah, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ummat has come to that level, my Allah, that we are seeing with our own eyes now, my Allah, that nobody can even go for Hajj, my Allah. He says a few people who make Hajj, my Allah, except the Hajj, my Allah, except those, my Allah, who wanted to go for Hajj, my Allah. They had made intentions, my Allah. They paid their money even, my Allah. They made their bookings even, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Allah, you write for them Hajj, my Allah. Write for all of us Hajj, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, what type of Mina and Arafat they will be this year, my Allah. Allah, what type of Muzdalifah they will be, my Allah. That night when Shaitan even is disgraced, my Allah. It is that Arafat when Shaitan is disgraced, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make Shaitan happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you'll never make him happy, my Allah. Shaitan is mal'oon, my Allah. Shaitan is mal'oon, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our doings, my Allah. It is our doings, my Allah. Our amal, my Allah. Malik Kareem, my Allah. I'm begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, even if more come to us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you, my Allah. Change the condition of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every male, every female, wherever he may be, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ulama, sulaha, mashayikh, ya Allah. Students of deen, my Allah. Students of college, my Allah. Ya Allah, a woman folk at home, my Allah. La ya Allah, doctors, lawyers, teachers, whatever profession, ordinary men, my Allah. Learned, unlearned, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Who else do we cry to, my Allah? Who else can we talk to, my Allah? Ya Allah, everybody will fail, my Allah. Besides you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, haath jor karke, my Allah. Ya Allah, tere samne gir gira kar, my Allah. Ya Allah, the most sinful person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, this tooty booty dua we are making to you, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and makbooliyat, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and makbooliyat, my Allah. Change the entire condition of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Previously we were making dua for other people. My Allah, we are begging you. Ya Allah, we are begging for you, my Allah, for our own condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of your ibadat, sweetness of your dhikr, sweetness of sajda. Eh, Malik Kareem, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fifteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, my Allah. Protect us from saying anything that will be wrong, my Allah. Protect us from doing anything that will be wrong, my Allah. Don't make us do anything, my Allah, that will cause us taklif in this dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect me, my Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make a good taqdeeb be written for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu inki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, sab ki hifazat farma. مال جان آبرو عزت دین کی حفاظت فرما، ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، مساجد کی حفاظت فرما، مراکز مکاتب دارالعلوم کی حفاظت فرما. اے مالک کریم، make us do such a good action before mouth strikes us, my Allah, that you are pleased with us, my Allah. And when we come to you, my Allah, Allah, the angels say, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. وَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, so many, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. So many requested dua, so many phones, so many roads, my Allah. Ya Allah, those we know, we don't know even, my Allah. Grant all of them kamil shifa, all the marhumin, my Allah. Grant them jannatu firdaus, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Especially our family members, my Allah. For parents have passed away, my Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah, make the qabr irodatu min riyadul jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they are suffering any azab, Ya Allah, remove their azab, my Allah, remove their azab, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, make, Ya Allah, accept all of our du'as, Ya Allah. Give us mawt, Ya Allah, in Madina Sharif. Bury in Jannatul Baqim, Ya Allah. Shafaat of Rasul Paak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. We love O beloved Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we have not seen him in this world, my Allah. Don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah. I'm getting his intercession, my Allah. Allah, and the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our masajid abad again, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for any wrongs that we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik wa sahhil lana abwaab rizqik. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sabki dua qabool farma. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin.